to the Simply Healthy You podcast, your place for overcoming overwhelm with your health to reach your fullest potential. I'm your host, Casey Kane, and I am so pumped to have you here. I'm a recovering burnt out high achiever who was diagnosed with an autoimmune thyroid condition by my early 30s. I didn't realize that running myself ragged in the name of being superwoman and determined to achieve all the things in life was killing my body. I created this podcast so that you don't have to continue the struggle like I did for over a decade. I sat down, studied the data, and simplified what it means to prioritize your own health needs so that you can be the best for all the things on your to-do list. Everything you hear on this podcast, I have tested and implemented in my own super-packed life with my family to bring you the tips, tools, and strategies that will keep your life simply healthy. Hello and welcome to another episode of Simply Healthy You. I'm your host, Casey Kane, an integrative health practitioner and certified holistic nutritionist with a master's in psychology. I'm here to bring you science-based conversations to help you live a healthier and happier life. I just got back from an amazing conference last week called the Reimagining Health Summit. It was something that was hosted by the functional medicine and naturopathic doctor that I learned from in my integrative health practitioner certifications. He created those certifications to get as many people as possible the help that they need. He knows he can only see a certain amount of patients in a given year. He has a finite amount of time. And so he created the IHP certifications in order to help spread the word on how people can heal and rebalance and become their best selves. He hosted the conference as well as Equalife, which is the supplements that he has created based on the naturopathy, functional medicine, herbal medicine, Ayurveda, all of the modalities that he has studied and finding the best of the best and putting them together in a supplement line. You know, I always get skeptical when someone creates their own supplement line because I'm like, well, they're just trying to make more money, right? But I looked at the ingredients in all of these, and these are the ones that I've been using with my clients, and they are absolutely brilliantly curated supplements. They are specific to the things that are going on inside of your body, whether you're talking about gut issues like candida or bacterial overgrowth, or, you know, talking about parasites or even the heavy metal detox that I just recently completed. The ingredients that I saw in all of these formulations are ones that I have seen in other places. You know, when I was thinking about doing a heavy metal detox years ago, it wasn't safe for me to do when I was pregnant or breastfeeding, but I was looking at it. And I was cultivating those same ingredients from different places, you know, it just is separate little ingredients. And here he has figured out a way to put them all into one comprehensive supplement plan so that you don't have to go all over the place searching for all the ingredients you need to do things the right way and to help support the body in rebalancing. So this conference was hosted by those companies. And I got to meet fellow IHPs, and I am so glad. I mean, I won this trip. So I was so blown away. I was not planning on attending. I really didn't know anything about what was going on because I have been an IHP since May, and I've just been, you know, doing my work and working with my clients and not really paying attention to what's going on in the IHP community. But I have seen it's a very active community. And I mean, the people in the room, the caliber of the speakers, absolutely brilliant. I have so much more to say about it, but that's not what this episode is actually about. I also was able to learn from some founders and scientists and creators of very specific products to help you on your healing journey. And I gotta say, again, brilliant people in the room. I was not expecting the level of information that I was going to learn from this conference. And so I have lots more to say about the specific products. I have, you know, things to share with you that will help you on your health journey, but that is for another episode. Today, I want to talk about the three main reasons why you are not currently getting anywhere when it comes to your health goals and aspirations. And this is something that I see with all of my clients. This is something that I see in conversations with women who are considering working with me, especially in Simply Healthy Academy. And I thought I would share them with you today in this episode to help you figure out where your specific roadblocks are and how you can work on overcoming them. Because the first step is identifying what the issue is in the first place, right? So the three main reasons why you're not currently getting anywhere when it comes to your health goals and aspirations. The first one is knowing which information is going to be the right fit for you. We live in a day and age where there is so much information at our fingertips all the time, 24/7. So many influencers on social media, especially in the health and wellness space, so many practitioners even that are joining social media. How do you know what is actually going to be the right fit for you? How do you even know that all the stuff that I'm saying is going to be the right fit for you, right? A few of the ways that I tease this out, and I tell my clients to tease it out, because I don't expect you to believe any of us blindly. I expect that even if we have the fanciest, best marketing in the world that is speaking to your issues and telling you that we can solve it, I still expect you to approach with a healthy level of skepticism and trying to figure out how you are, or whether or not we are going to be a good fit for you. So one of the ways that you can do that is, what are their clients saying months after working with that person? It's really easy to get testimonials when you are working with someone. You know, some of these programs, these shorter programs, things like 8 weeks, 21 days, they can get you some short-term results. I get my clients results very quickly when it comes to energy levels and sleep and things like that. A lot of the things of those cursory things, when we start adding a few supplements into the mix, I can make people feel improved in some aspect of their life pretty quickly. Now, I know that the long term is where the healing really begins, is where the rebalancing really happens, because we don't want you relying on those supplements for energy for the rest of your life, right? So what are their clients saying months after working with that person? Because what's harder is to get that long-term testimonial. And with my clients, some of them I have been working with for over a year now. That's the biggest testimony that I could ever possibly say for what it is like to work with me, because someone would not spend this kind of time, money, and energy repeatedly for over a year if they weren't getting the results that they wanted. You know, a lot of people be like, well, why did they have to work with you for so long? Like, if you were getting people results, wouldn't it be a shorter amount of time? No, when you're doing it in a way and allowing the body to work on what it needs to work on in its own time, it is not a short process. It didn't take you just a few months to get to where you are today with your health. It's probably been more than a few years. So you can't expect just a few months that you're going to see a turnaround in what's going on with your health. When you're doing it the right way, it is going to take time. Anyone can get you short-term results. Anyone can get you short-term unsustainable results. But what are their clients saying months after working with that person? Another way to see if what someone is saying is going to be the right information for you: are they making claims that seem pretty polarizing? And do they have data to back that up? Carnivore MD, one of my favorite people on the planet, and I say that with a healthy level of sarcasm there, he makes claims all the time that are super polarizing, right? I remember seeing a clip of a reel that he made one time, a video of some kind that said, like, kale is bullshit. And that was all I needed to know about that man to understand what his perspective was going to be. If I watched nothing else, I knew right away what his perspective was going to be. Now, I think the same goes for wellness influencers who might tell you that kale is a superfood. Anytime someone is using the word superfood, I consider that a red flag. Like, there are no superfoods. There are more nutrient-dense foods for sure. Absolutely. And I talk about this in Simply Healthy Academy with my clients all the time. There are nutrient-dense foods, more nutrient-dense foods, but nothing is a superfood. There is not one single thing out there that you could eat day in and day out, and it would sustain you for everything that you need. You have to eat a diversity of food. Like, that is just how it works. So superfood, I think, even gives an improper connotation for how much we are putting food on a pedestal that's, like, so good for us. Like, okay, maybe it's got better nutrient density, but if you ate kale all the time, you would still be deficient in certain nutrients. There is not a single thing out there. So are they making claims that seem pretty polarizing? When it comes to looking at ingredients and things on labels and chemicals and all of that, like, yes, we could go down about a million rabbit holes, and some of that is factual, but for someone to be telling you that you need to control every single thing that comes in contact with your body, in whatever you ingest, all of that, that is a very unhealthy way to live. Even when it is in the name of health, even when we have good intentions, it can get to be too much. So if there's pretty polarizing claims, I would be skeptical there. And do they have the data to back it up? And I encourage you to look beyond the headlines of the data that they might show you, because, like, you know, the carnivore guy, he's pulling, you know, studies up all the time. But if you actually go back to the study and look at it, he's pulling out a piece of data that isn't even the outcome of what the study showed. He's just pulling out one sentence that fits his narrative. So really pay attention to that. And the other thing is, what is their training? Now, I will be the first person to tell you that someone does not have to have a degree in something to have the training that you want supporting you. I am a perfect example of that. I do not have a degree in nutrition or any sort of healing, or I didn't go to medical school. You know, my degrees, I have a master's in psychology, and I studied psychology for both of my degrees. So from a mental health standpoint, I understand things very well. And I think that's what makes Simply Healthy Academy absolutely so unique, because there's always been a mental health element to it, even before I hired Kathy as our life and mindset coach. I do not have conventional training, but I have diversified training. I have continued to stack certifications in multiple modalities from different sources so that I'm continuing my learning. Every 2 years, I am required to continue my learning for my nutrition certification. They require it, which, you know, to me is just a testament to the caliber of the certification, right? If they're not making you continue education in some way, then you're just staying in the same spot as whenever you took that certification. Like, you need to be constantly learning. So I don't think that someone needs to have any specific training except for what it is that you're looking for. If you are looking for pharmaceuticals and surgery, you should go look for someone who has a medical degree. If you are looking for holistic integrative practices, you should look for someone who has training and diversified training in holistic and integrative practices. You get me? Right? So that's some ways in which you can figure out what information is going to be the right fit for you. What are these people saying? Are they in alignment with what you actually want, or the things that you would be willing to implement, right? I have lots of clients that come to me and say, I don't want medication or surgery. And so I am the perfect place to go for that. If you want medication or surgery, I am not the perfect place to go for that, right? So that's how you can know if my information is going to be a right fit for you. Some of the ways, and we can look at that. Number two, if it was just a matter of information, you'd be doing all the things you've set out to do. That's not the biggest issue. Number one can be an issue, right? Knowing which information. But if it was just a matter of information, you'd be doing all the things you've set out to do. It is not the biggest issue here on the table. Taking in the information and integrating it into your life is really the next reason why you are currently not getting anywhere when it comes to your health goals and aspirations, because you are probably consuming a lot of information like mine. I highly doubt that listening to my podcast is the one place that you come to for all of your health information. I mean, I'd be flattered and honored, but I don't think that you would be doing yourself your due diligence by just listening to me. You know, staying in an echo chamber is not good for any of us, and I would never advise that. But taking in the information that you want, okay, I don't want medications and surgeries. I am going to go search for holistic and integrative practitioners. I've got the information from them. Now, what do I do with it? It takes work. It takes trial and error to be most successful. It requires systems and strategies that will be sustainable for you in your life. I am sure you have tried about a million things before when it comes to your health, and you're probably not currently doing most of them, because they're not designed with systems and strategies that are going to be sustainable for you. They are probably some cookie cutter kinds of plans that don't work for everybody in every situation. That is the difference between a conventional practitioner. You know, even if you go to see a naturopath or a functional medicine doctor, they're still going to be following that conventional practitioner model. They are still going to be, hey, you come see me when you schedule an appointment, or maybe you come see me once a month. We're going to review how things are going. I'm going to give you a plan, and then you're on your own for the rest of the time. I am not here to counsel you, coach you, any of that kind of stuff. That is the difference between a conventional practitioner and a coach, which is what we have inside of Simply Healthy Academy. I may be a nutritionist and an integrative health practitioner, but I am also a coach. I am a coach at heart. That is the center of my being. I cannot help but coach people when I see that they are struggling with something. A coach has the training and the background to know that one blanket recommendation for every client is not a good approach. It won't be possible for all people to implement that. So you go to your doctor, for example, even if, let's say, you're going to a more integrative practitioner, right? You go to the doctor and they tell you to eat cleaner, or move your body more, exercise more, or get more sleep, or take this prescription because it's the best one for thyroid disease, right? Those kind of recommendations are not specific to you at all, nor does your doctor take into account what eating cleaner would even mean for you, right? Or more exercise would even mean for you. For all your practitioner knows, you are already eating 1,200 calories a day and exercising 5 times a week. You don't need to be eating less and moving more. You probably need to be eating a hell of a lot more and moving a lot less in, you know, certain ways, or being more intentional about your movement. And to be fair, it's not their job. It isn't. Even if you are seeing a naturopath or a functional medicine doctor, it's not their job to worry about the implementation. They're giving you basic recommendations, and they're not trained in nutrition, no matter what kind you get. They're still not very trained in nutrition, and they're not there to help you implement. That's not how they're designed. If they wanted to do that, they would set up a program like what we have inside of Simply Healthy Academy. But a coach has thought about how to help you implement eating habits that are going to be in alignment with your goals. A coach is going to help hold you accountable, because they're not only seeing you once every few months and expecting you to perform miracles in between that time, right? We are seeing you in Simply Healthy Academy. We are seeing you every single week on a live call. And we have a virtual group chat space where we could see you every day if you needed support. If you wrote in our virtual space that something was not going according to plan, or you got, you know, thrown a curveball, right? Because it happens all the time in life. We are in there to support you. And every single day inside of the program for 5 months. I mean, that is an unprecedented amount of accountability. A coach is right alongside you while you implement and helping you tweak things as you run into snags, or when something just doesn't work for you the way that it does for someone else. It could be, we could give you really good information in Simply Healthy Academy, but then when you go to implement it, it's just not working for you. And it doesn't mean that the information is necessarily bad, but perhaps we need to reframe it for you in order for it to fit specifically into your life. This is the power of accountability. And this is one of the major reasons why most of us are not currently getting anywhere when it comes to our health goals and aspirations. Number three is having a community working towards the same goals in the same way that you are choosing to. There are probably quite a few people in your life right now that if you told them you were listening to this podcast and what my episodes are about, they would give you the biggest eye roll, right? You know, right now, at least one person popped into your head that you're like, yeah, they would never believe the things that you talk about, Casey, on this podcast. They are very traditionally minded, and they just haven't opened their eyes yet or opened their mind yet to the possibility of other solutions. They're not at the same point in their journey as you are, and that's okay. And they might never get to that point. That's okay too. It's just how the world is. We all have very different views and beliefs, and they may never get to that same point. They may never want to go about their health in a more integrative and holistic way. And it can be really hard for you when you are trying to implement things you learn about and you don't have anyone holding you accountable to it or guiding you through it. And then you don't have anyone in your community supporting you on the hard days, because the hard days will come. And no matter what motivational quote says, dedication, motivation, any of that stuff, determination, any of those words that they say, like when it comes down to it, discipline, right? That's the other one people always talk about. Discipline is going to get you through. No. On the hard days, none of that fucking matters. None of that matters. You need other people in your corner helping to lift you up on the days when you can't lift yourself up. The healing journey is not linear. There will be hard days. And this is one of the biggest reasons why my clients stick around and work with me for so long. The journey takes time, yes, but they love the accountability and community that they get inside of Simply Healthy Academy. It's why they are so excited that I created a transition program for after Simply Healthy Academy, when they get to take things a little more on their own, but they still have that community of women who are working on similar goals and on the same path as they are. It is really an invaluable piece of your journey to have that support system. We significantly underestimate how much having a support system in place and a community of like-minded people, we underestimate how important that is. And I experienced it firsthand when I went to this conference last week. You know, I was very refreshed and energized being in the room with other like-minded people. I follow lots of people who are like-minded, you know, on social media. It's not the same as getting to talk with them, having conversations. Now, I wish that Simply Healthy Academy could be in person, because that would be amazing. And I have said to all of my clients that someday I will host a retreat, and I cannot wait to feel the energy in that room when we all get to come together, like-minded individuals working on our health and having a similar perspective on how we want to approach our health and our future. That is just, I can't wait for that day. It is invaluable to have that support system. It really is. Simply Healthy Academy, I've talked about it a lot. I've talked about it a lot before on previous episodes. You know that this is my baby. It is my high-touch 20-week integrative group coaching program, and it is open for enrollment currently for the final time this year. The next group is going to start on November 6th, and we have a few spots that are already filled. This group will go through the holidays, and we are going to go into March of 2024. So I know right away you're like, oh gosh, going through the holidays, being in a program, I don't know if I have the time to commit to that. I call bullshit. Plenty of people before you have gone through this round, and so many of them have loved going through the holidays in Simply Healthy Academy because it's a time where things can really rear its ugly head. This is a time where we feel a lot of shame and guilt around food and maybe eating out of alignment with the goals that we have or overindulging or any of that kind of thing. You can go through the holidays not having to worry about any of that shit and not having to worry about some bullshit New Year's resolutions around your health goals because you are already going to be you already be 2 months, 2 months into working on and crushing those goals inside of Simply Healthy Academy by the time the new year is rolling around. So the reasons why you are not currently getting anywhere when it comes to your health goals is knowing which information is the right fit for you, getting accountability to help you implement what it is, the information that you want to implement in your life, and then having a community working towards the same goal in the same way that you were choosing to. And guess what? You know, Simply Healthy Academy has it all. Has it all. If you haven't checked it out yet, the link is below the show notes of this episode. Please go check it out. Click that link. Enrollment is going to be closing on October 27th, Friday, October 27th. And that is it. Doors will be closed and will not reopen again until next year for the May round. So I hope that this helped you figure out where the roadblocks are for achieving your health goals. So very often we think it's because we need more information. And yes, maybe you haven't been taught all the things that I will teach you inside of Simply Healthy Academy. I mean, I know you haven't because I continue to blow my clients' minds every time they go through the modules in Simply Healthy Academy. But if it was just a matter of the information, you'd still be able to find all of this out there. I am not gatekeeping anything. All of this information is available on the internet through searches, through, you know, certifications even that you could go get yourself. But why spend all of your own time and energy to do that and your own dollars even to complete these certifications when I have everything in one nice 5-month little package for you with two other coaches who are ready, willing, and able to support you on getting there faster than if you were to do this on your own. So I hope this was helpful. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Simply Healthy You. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. I greatly appreciate your support. As always, stay curious, stay healthy, and until next time, take care. Thank you so much for listening to the Simply Healthy You podcast. If these episodes are resonating with you, go ahead and click that subscribe button and leave a review with all the great nuggets that you're taking away from today's episode. I promise you, I read every single one of them as your feedback is really valuable to me in creating future episodes. As your host, I look forward to having you join me for the next episode. But in the meantime, remember, keep it simple and eat more plants.